Okay, let's start. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're the last line on daf Yud Aleph. We learned today's daf again. Discuss for a safe return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devora, Gilad Michael ben Bat Galim, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura. Okay, so we're discussing the laws of the fast days. And again, the fast days also can be fast days that were accepted upon them for the Yimei Geshamim, not necessarily our fast days yet. So Amar Chizda, Chizda says, Hod Amarta Misanin L'Sha'os, that which we have said, that you can take a tainus on for part of the day, what's called tainus shos, that only works if we don't eat the entire day. So Abaye asked right away, wait a second, tainus shos, so fast the entire day. So Amar Le'Abaye, tainus ma'al yisahi. Hod tainus ma'al yisahi. If you don't eat the entire day, that's a full-fledged fast. That's not a tainus shos. That's a full-fledged fast. So what are you talking about? The Gemara answers, Lo tricha, no. What's the specific case that Rav Chisda is speaking about? What's du kimta? The imlach imluche. That he decided in the middle, essentially. Rashi points out, Lo tricha imamlich imluche. Klomar, lo haya badaito klala hisanos. Start of the day, did not have any intentions of fasting. Ela usla tir devlo achal atayom. Happens often to us. You know, by the time it comes lunchtime, you realize you haven't even eaten yet. You're so busy during the day, you haven't had anything to eat yet. So he decides, you know what? I didn't get ready to eat now. Let me take on a tiny shows for the day. So then, so b'chimata chatziyom mamlech omer hovis asya chatziyom is anakol hayom. So comes with this and says, well, that tiny shows only works if you not complete the day. You can't just say, okay, I'll do it for 4 or 5 hours or something like that. You went to half the day, now, because we're going to see later on, the only tiniest that counts is the tiniest that you have a Kabbalah for. So if you don't have a Kabbalah for it, that part of the day that you fast for doesn't count as a tainus, whatever the halakhic ramifications are of that. But if in this case you decide in the middle of the day, so in order to complete the day and get credit, I guess, so to speak, for tiny shows, or if there are any tefillah ramifications, you have to complete the day. Amar Rav Chisda, there's a machlokus over here, as whether this is a continuation or a separate member of Amar Rav Chisda, kol tiny shalok shaka alav chama. Any fast day that the sun didn't set, meaning the fast day finishes at Shkia, Lav Shmei Tainus. That's not considered a Tainus. So, Rov Rishonim actually say this is talking about Tainus Shos. There are others who say we're talking about a regular fast day. You have to go to sunset. But then again, sunset, most Rishonim bring down, is not literally sunset. Tosfos on Zohar deals with this. But basically, the Rosh here says that Sof Shkia means, that Shkia means Sof Shkia, which means Seis HaKochavim. You have to wait until Seis. That's the Mordechai says that as well. Toso says, you know, Toso's in the Avodah Zarah on Daf Lama Dalid, who tries to figure out, is it Shkia or is it not Shkia? So he says, maybe it's talking about the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, and it's the second Shkia, which is closer. Then he says, maybe in the Chanami, that this is really the fast that ends at Shkia. We're just Machmir for Tseis, but the fast itself was over at Shkia. And I think that could be, there are those who have a minhag to finish all of the tefillos of Yom Kippur by Shkia, not going all the way to Tzeis. They finish by Shkia, and I guess from Shkia to Tzeis, they say Tehillim or do something like that, because the day is technically over. But it's a machlokas as to whether or not Shkia means really Shkia l'chatchila, and we're just, really Shkia is Mikra Din, but we're Machmir, or maybe Shkia here means Sof Shkia, which is actually Tzeis of Chachavim. So Meisvei, so they're going to ask now on the Memra, the second Memra of Chizda, right, that which is that you have to wait till, we'll say, call till Tzeis. The tainus ends at Seis, right? Marv brings down the Mishnah that's to be on Daf Tezvav that says Anshe Mishmar, right? The Kohanim and the Leviim who are working in the Beis Hamikdash Misanim v'lo Mashlimim. They do not have to complete the fast until the night because they're busy. They're busy with the Avoda. But the Mishnah seems to be an indication against Rav Chisda because we call it tainus. You say Misanim by definition. You call and get a tainus, and if it's a tainus, you see that it's considered credit for a tainus. Even though they don't finish, they don't go all the way to Tzeis HaKochavim. This might be talking about like one of the tiny seaboard that was taken upon them. The Kohanim and Leviim don't have to finish it, yet it's still called a tainus. So Gemara says, no, it's not a tainus. Hasam l'tzeuri nafshiv amahu. What's going on over there is they're just sort of trying to be with the seaboard. Like Rashi says, l'tzeuri nafshe, ima seaboard, aval enu tainus, lo l'hispalal tfilus anenu, v'lo l'kovo alav chova klal, v'kol shoshu rotz lechol ochel. He's just trying to be with the tzibur. The Kohanim and Leviim will not say anenu, and they can eat anytime they want. So therefore, if they, you know, it gets to the point where, you know, they can do the avoda and they can't do the avoda, so they eat, get their strength, and then do the avoda. So Tashma, another question against Rav Chisda's din. This is a brisa, which is actually, this is in Megillas Tainus. Right? Yeah. Amar Rabbi Elazar the Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, says, Animi ben Banav shall Sinav ben Binyamin. I am of the family of Sinav ben Binyamin. Sinav ben Binyamin was one of the families that brought the Eitzim, they brought the wood, in the beginning of the second base of Midrash, when there wasn't a lot of wood. There were a bunch of families that brought wood, and the days that they brought the wood were considered they continued every year to bring wood on those days, even if there was enough wood. But those days, they used the wood of those families. And those days were considered the Yom Tov for those families. Right? Rashi brings that down as well. So, Animi ben Banav shal Sinav ben Binyamin, and their day was Yud Be'af. So what happens here is, Pamachas kal Tisha B'av Lios B'Shabbos. So Tisha B'av is on Shabbos. V'dichinuhu la'achar Shabbos. So it becomes a nitcha to the 10th on Sunday. V'his einenu bo, we fasted on the first, on Sunday, with the 10th. V'lo hishlam nuhu, but we did not complete it. We ate before Tzeis. V'fnei shiyotav ulano, because it's aryotav for us. But nevertheless, it says that we fasted, even though they didn't go all the way. What? But it doesn't say tani shos. Right, they stopped in the middle, but it's caused the Gemara's in the Gemara's question is because it's caused the tainus. So by calling it a tainus seems to indicate to the Gemara that not like Rav Chisda, you don't have to go till the end of the day. That in order for it to be qualified as a tainus. Right. So Hasamnami is in there. No. The tziyur nafshu ba'amu. They didn't have any chiyuv to fast at all. They only did that to be with the tzivur, and they theoretically could have eaten any time they wanted. So they're going to be with the tzivur, but since today's our yontif, we're going to stop a certain point of time to show the indicator it's our yontif as well. So Tashma, another question.
Tuvah was the day when they didn't have to have
Tuvah was a different.
I'm saying, like, there were one reason Tuvah
was a not for them. Just a sin of them Binyamin. It's a different. That's a different. That's when it dried up. But this is talking about. This is a different holiday. This is different for this family only. This is not a family. This is not a chag for the entire Klal Yisrael. It's a chag only for the family of sin of them Binyamin. Tubab is something else. Okay, Tashma. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, or he would make the statement. Ehei betainis acha avolavesi. I should be with and just makabel upon him fast until I get home. Which means he's makabel on a fast, but not to complete today. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam also, l'shamute nashmi bein nesiyah hu da'avid. He just would say that because he didn't want to eat with the nasi. Right? Rashi says, second white line, the lo l'tichunu l'meichel b'hadayu, shayim evakash meinu shiyachal imho, so when he would be asked to eat with the nasi, haya omer kain, shalo yutichenu l'echel imho, because he didn't want to eat with them. Right? Umi lo havetainis, it wasn't really a tainus. There was no real nether. I mean, fine, it's not a tainus, but what's with the deceit? I don't want to call it a check, but it seems a little deceitful to be saying that you're doing whatever. You're saying I'm fasting, so you get to get out of eating with the nasi.
Why? Why
what?
Why would this
doesn't say. You didn't want to eat with him. I'm not sure we showed him talk about it. I don't know.
All right, anyway.
What does he say? I don't know, maybe he didn't trust his kashrus, so I don't know. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, this kol tanis shalokiba alabim b'odyom, any fast which you do not accept upon yourself before the fast, the day before, lav shmei tainis, does not get a din of a tainis, and therefore it doesn't count. You know, whenever you fast, it doesn't count. The yosiv mai, so what happens if you did fast anyway? You weren't recovered of tainis the day before, and the next day you're sitting and you fast. So Amar Rav Shila, dami l'mapucha d'mal yazika. It's like a bellow that's filled with wind, but there's nothing inside it. It's blowing wind. Because it's not, basically, it's not a tainus at all. It doesn't count as a tainus.
It's been a bad dream that night.
Tainus Shalom is different. Tainus Shalom is different. That's a different thing. Tainus Shalom you can even do on Shabbos. Tainus Shalom you can even do on Shabbos. That's different. We'll get to that. That's a different fast.
Do you have it up there?
Well, he doesn't get credit for the fast. Yeah, he doesn't get his checks for the fast. He doesn't. He can break it at any time. He doesn't say anenu. They're not a fast day. All those halachas come in. But the Mordechai argues with what I just said, that even if he wasn't mekabel the fast beforehand, he has to say anenu. Why? Because that's no different than a tainus shalom, which you would fast and you would say anenu. That's what the Mordechai says. Tosos of Ozara says, no, it's nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Nothing. Garnish but garnish. And you don't even say anenu. Okay. So spiritually counts for nothing. You want to talk about the physical benefits of fasting? Yeah, we talk about it. All right. So the Gemara says, so when do you have to be mekabel the fast? So emas mekabele, at what time, the day before, do you have to be mekabel the fast? So Rav Amar b'mincha. Rav says you have to do it at the time of mincha, which is 6.5 hours of the day. You know, until the perfect day, you got to do it at 12:30. Even if you're in the middle of shuk, you say, Hareini macha b'tainis. That's when you have to say it. Ushmul Amar b'tfilas mincha. You have to say it during davening, which is you can say it at the end. I think it's at the end of a kind of sur. You have to say it, and right, you say Hareini macha b'tainis, and it has to be dafka b'tfilas mincha. But at shachris, it wouldn't count. Now, what's the machlokas really? The Ritva and the Ran, they say that according to Rav, who says you have to do it from shas mincha, really you can be mekabel it even beforehand, right? Even if you follow it days in advance, as long as it's done days in advance. The only point of Rav saying bim mincha is specifically to the afuke Shmuel says you have to be betfilas mincha. There are others we show them to say no, they're going to limit that machlokas, as really that makes it a much wider machlokas. Or others will limit the machlokas and take it more literally. That Rav says you have to take it at 12:30, and Shmuel says it that when you daven whenever you daven, which could be, right at the same time also, but you have to do it in the tefillah.
We are mekabel
French
women.
What?
We have to
mekabel French women. What? Shvasa Bertamas? If you do a tainus yachid now, yes. Yes. Amar Rav Yosef. Kivasei de Shmuel Mustabra. The Shita of Shmuel makes more sense that you have to keep the Makabal Tefillah, you have to Kabal Tainus during Tefillah Smincha. Yechsiv, the Megillah's Tainus, because it says in Megillah's Tainus. So the Megillah's Tainus gives a list of all those days that are Asr, Behesped, or Betainus, or the Second Temple holidays, right? And then we say that this, is it Batal or not, it's Machlokas, but Chanukah and Purim are definitely not Batal. But it says at the end of Megillah's Tainus, after listing all the days, Lahen, which means Movad, except for Kol Inish the Yese Alohi Mikadmas Dino Yesar. And basically, except for anybody else who has a fast on these days, a previously existing fast on the days, has to be Yesar. What is Yesar? What does Yesar mean? My love, Yesar Atzmo Betzilo. He has to accept upon himself during davening. Meaning, if you have, for whatever reason, an accepted fast for your side or whatever something is that predates that predates the acceptance of one of the Megillah's Tainus days. Megillah's Tainus means the days you don't fast, but you have a pre-existing fast in your family or something like that. So the Megillah's Tainus says you still should fast on those days, despite the fact that it's the Megillah's Tainus days. But Yesar, you have to be mekabel upon yourself that fast at Mincha. You always have to be mekabel upon that fast. That's what he says. What Yesar means, right? Rashi says Yesar b'tzilo. Look in the middle of the wide lines. B'tzvila. And if you don't accept it upon yourself, then the Megillah's Tainus date will trump. It'll take over. Alma, the Ikar Tainus Boyigli Kavule Bitfilas Minchale. You see that the Ikar Kabbalah's Tainus is a Tfilas Mincha. The Ilo Kabilu Bitfilas Mincha Lo Asaklum. And if you don't accept it upon yourself Bitfilas Mincha, it doesn't count. That's what. So it seems to be like Shmuel. Sigmar says, "Lo, don't say that the word here in the Megillah is Yesar Yud Yud Samach Reish. Rather, it say it's Ye Aser. It is Aser for you, right? Which means Yud Aleph Samach Reish Ye Aser." Rashi says, "It's later." Rashi says, "Yesar means that it will be Aser upon him." I guess his original Kabbalah. This is why I think the Rishonim say that the Rav says that you can even be Makabel it beforehand. It's a bigger mechlokas. You can have it beforehand, not just at mincha. Mincha is just lafuke shmua, which is tilas mincha. But he says, yesar, it becomes usher to you because you already have this pre-existing acceptance. So the Gemara says, pligi baha
rachi.
What becomes usher that you can fast? They become usher for you to eat. So pligi baha rachi of Rabbi Shimon. So rachi of Shimon had mechlokas. Sorry, pligi baha rachi of Rabbi Shimon Revi. Chad amar yesar, chad amar yeyaser. They had this mechlokas. What does Megillah's Tanya say? The Megillah's Tanya say Yesar, which indicates more like Shmuel, or does it say Yeser, which indicates more like Rav? So the Gemara asks, Lemanda Amar Yesar, according to my Dhamma says that it's Yesar, which is looks more like Shmuel, then Kid Amrinan. Then we understand what the Megillah's Tanya is saying, that Dafka, if you have to reestablish that fast at Tfilas Mincha, you have this pre-existing fast coming into conflict with the Yontif of Megillah's Tanya. In order for your pre-existing fast to trump that Megillah's Tanya's non-fast, you have to re-accept upon yourself that fast day at Tfilas Mincha. That's what's coming to you. Otherwise, the other day was going to Trump. All right? But, Lamanda Amar Yeyaser Mahi. According to the man, the Amar, who says that the Lashon is Yeyaser, what is the Chiddush? Right? What's the Chiddush? If you hold Yeyaser, what is the Chiddush? It means you're ready, you're already holding that it's pre-existing, and you don't have to accept it upon yourself again. So what's the Chiddush of the, what's the Chiddush of the Megillas Tainis? It tells you that it's Aser. So Gemara says, the sign of the Megillas Tainis, I think that exactly is the Chiddush, that it still stands pre-existing. That's what Gemara is sort of saying. The sign of the Megillas Tainis, called Inish, the Yeyaser alone, Mikadamas, the Aser, Ketzad, how does it work? If someone accepts upon himself to fast every Monday and Tuesday, every Monday and Thursday for an entire year, right? The Gersa seems to take out that second sheni, right? The iru bam yom tovim maksuv megillas tainis, and then on a Monday or Thursday, one of the megillas tainis dates pops up. Im nidro kolim gzeiro seinu, if his neder was prior to our gzeiro of that date, then Yivatel Nidro as Gezerah Seinu, his neder is going to be Vatel our Gezerah, meaning for him individually, he fasts. But the Im Gezerah Seinu, Kodenes, Yivatel Gezerah Seinu as Nidro. But if his our Gezerah comes before he took that Kabbalah, then he says, I'm going to fast every Monday or Thursday, and it happens to be that you already had a day that's going to fall out on Thursday this year, then he does not fast, that the Megillas Tainis will trump. So I was trying to figure this out. We had the Gemara before, right? I wrote this down. So we had a previous Gemara that says that the family of son of Benyamin, right, they didn't, their holiday was on Yud Ba'av. It's a yontif for them not to fast. So there happens to be, there's a Magen Avraham that says, if you have a bris on on Sunday of Nidche, right, a Sunday Nidche, bris, of Tisha B'Av, that the Baal of bris does not need to fast. So based on this Gemara, but why? The fast, right, the fast of Tisha B'Av pre-exists his yontif. So why is he not fasting? So what? But we've established. Right. We've established that if Tisha B'Av ever falls out on a Shabbos, that it's moved to Sunday. That's established. Let's just say times of Gemara. I have a bris that's now going to be on Sunday. So my yontif was created 8 days ago. So there's a pre-existing feeling to fast. So why do I not have to fast that according to the Magen Avraham? Why do I not have to fast? So what?
So it's not real fast.
So what?
What is it there on bottom?
I mean, real fast.
The both there on bottom.
No, what do you mean? The bris is the rice?
Well, not eating at the bris is not a dinner.
Same person who established the fast in the first place for nice to be a
where's the source for that?
Where's the source that we want to fast in the test?
What do you mean the fourth lesson? The Gemara says that if it's nidfe, the Gemara doesn't say that the Baal of Bris is a minog, that the Baal of Bris doesn't eat. So why is that minog valid?
No, it wasn't.
Why is that minog valid?
That's
true. Yeah. Why is it minog valid? It's a pre-existing thing to fast.
He asked that question on any fasting.
What?
What makes the Baal of Bris on any fasting not have to fast?
Who says he doesn't have to fast?
He just did.
That's my question. The Magen Avraham says that on that day he doesn't fast. Why not?
Just whatever.
Why not?
Where did the Magen Avraham got it from? The same reason.
Just like.
What does that mean? Just what's like his reason?
But just like, because if he comes on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is in the rights. That's why Marcel said. Bris is
fine, but not eating the day of eating the day of the bris is not a halacha of the rice. There's no halacha of the rice that says the Baal of bris must eat on the day. I don't know. My bris was on Tisha B'Av, so they had to drink a little bit of the wine and then they had the suze afterwards that night. This is only talking about on the day that's a nitcha. So it must be something with the nitcha. And furthermore, it said that Reb Elazar ben Tzadok didn't fast because it was a nitcha. So, but meaning that if the yontif of Tisha B'Av, that these guys, if their yontif was on Tisha B'Av, then they would fast. They would have fasted.
Right.
So let's think about. Okay, fine. So they would have fasted. Why would they have fasted? Their yontif pre-exists Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was suspended. There's no Tisha B'Av during the times of the second base of Mikdash. Right? The Gemara is pretty clear that during the times of the second base of Mikdash there was no Tisha B'Av. My hope is whether there was a Tisha B'Av in between. The third time, second base, minute, there's no Tisha B'Av.
We just saw before that they brought, there was the day of they bringing the Eitzim.
Right.
What they bring the Eitzim for? The base of Mikdash.
Correct.
So, and the fast was in Tisha
B'Av. Yeah, but Rav Ben Tzadok lives after the time of the base of Mikdash.
Yud B'Av.
It's Yud B'Av. So he's explained to us what the halacha was with his family.
Right, but so his halacha would only apply if the fast was in
exactly Mars, my question.
During the existence
so if the fast was on Tisha B'Av,
during the time of the Beis HaMikdash.
If the fast was on Tisha B'Av, no, this guy is talking now after the times of Beis HaMikdash.
After?
He's living after
the
Beis HaMikdash.
There's no Yontif of the Eitzim anymore for the family.
Because the family, that's a different question, because he's holding that the Megillah's times is not Batal. But that's a different question. Tosis points to that. So even assuming that, that means if it would have fallen on Tisha B'Av, they would have fasted. But why? Their Yontif exists from way back when, and Tisha B'Av asked them since the year 70.
Now you're asking a whole different question.
It's the same question, just flipped.
Okay, so there's a hierarchy of what you can and can't do.
Yeah, but where? So explain that to me. How does that work? Okay, that's why I'm asking.
So I'm saying the Nitka makes maybe.
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything about it.
What?
Right, so I want to know what those mechanics are. Why do we have a set? I'm not going to run and say anything about that. Why do we have a set rule? And all of a sudden, based on the Gemara itself, it seems to be a little not following those rules. What are the mechanics? I don't know. Let's leave it. What?
What?
Well, that's the question. The question is that these cases are violating the rules set down by the Gemara. Okay. All right. Tana Rabbanan. Ad Masai Ochel Vishoses. These are the fast. That's what I'm up to. Yeah. These are the days that you don't have a full fasting. These are the days that you only fast, you know, like the Shavuot or Thomas type day or Sabbath Tavis, where you can eat the night before. So until when can you eat? So Gemara says, Achi Yale Omer Shachar. Tilalos. Right, Divrei Rabbi, Rabbi Lezer, Rav Shimon Omer, Akros HaGevra, which is a little earlier, you know, when the Vecher came around to Beis HaMikdash to wake everybody up, a little earlier. And Amar Abaye, a big qualification, Abaye says, Lo Shanu, Ela Shelo Gamar Seudaso. It's only if you're eating the entire night. However, Aval Gamar Seudaso Eino Ochel. But if you finished your meal the night before, you can't wake up early and eat. You finished your meal. Once the halacha is that the date. The Yom Tzom, the Yom Tainis begins the night before, so you don't have a chiyuv to stop eating. The chiyuv to stop eating is on the morning. But if you already stop eating, so then the chalos of the day takes over.
Michael,
it does?
Yeah.
Where?
In the back.
I don't look at the back. It's on the bottom. On the bottom. Who's he quote to answer it? I'll look it up. What?
The Ibis.
Okay. So does he give an answer? Not there yet. Okay, I'll look up. Right. So Ein Svei Rava. So Rava asks on Abaye, what do you mean? We have a brayse that says Gamar ve'amad hareza ochel. Even if you finished eating, you can still continue eating before the next day. So Rava says no. Hasam kishiros tzilek. Over there, that's because you finished eating, but you didn't clear the table away. The table's still in front of you, so you never had a hesachadas. You're still eating. So Igad Amri Amar Rava lo shanu ella kishlo yashon. That's only if you didn't go to sleep. Aval yashon eino ochel. But if you fell asleep, you went to sleep. Then you can't eat. And you woke up before the daybreak. You may not eat. So Eisvei Abaye, but we have a brayse that says Yashon ba'amad hareza ochel. You may eat. He says no. Hasan, that's with misnamim. That's only if you dozed off. Heichla misnamim. What is considered misnamim? Amar Ravashi. That's non belonim. It's like sort of like dozing off. Tier below tier. You're sleeping. But you're not sleeping. You're up. But you're not upping. The karlei ba'anei. If someone calls your name, you'll answer. Below yada aduri svara. You won't be able to. We won't be able to like answer a real question, but if you remember that, do you ever hear this question? Well, I sort of remember that. You're in a fog. But basically, according from the Gemara over here, it seems to indicate that you can't go to sleep the night before, wake up in the morning, and then eat. But we do.
Right.
So,
well, one second, we're supposed to have a nice core.
Why? Why? Because that's a Yerushalmi. That we get saved by a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi quoted by the Rosh that says if one stipulated before going to sleep, that he would wake up and eat, he may do so. So there's only then the machlokes is do you need the stipulation? Do you need the tznai even for a drink? So it's a halacha shulchan aruch. It's in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Dalin. It says kol tainis. Chaver says kol tainis shalochlim bo belayla. Any tainis that you can eat at night. Bein betziv rein beyachid. Hareza ochel b'shosa atchiyala amar shachar. You can eat up to alos. Uhu shlo yashan. That's as long as you didn't fall asleep. And Ramah says shnas keva. If you dozed off, you're fine. Aval im yashan, but if he fell asleep, b'shnas keva, einu chozer ba'ochav lo shosa elim kin hisne le'echol olishtos. You cannot get up, you cannot eat again unless you make a tanai the night before that I'm going to get up and eat and drink because when you make a tanai you don't have that sechadas from the food. And the Ramah says v'yish omer de b'shtia ein tzarech tanai. When it comes to drinking, you don't need a tanai. The mistama daita shel adam l'shtia achar hashena v'harveki ilo hisne. That's the stam das is to have a drink. If you wake up in the middle of the night to have a drink. The Mishnah Berurah says, Elkein Hisne, he says, Kodem Hashena. You have to make the Tanai before you go to sleep, obviously. La'az mutter, afilu gomer sudaso kovna shena. Then it's mutter, even if you finished this meal before you fell asleep, v'gam yoshen achar kach shenas keva, or even if you fell, you know, full sleep, da'adayin lo kiva levatayinus. You have to be careful. You know, you tell your kids, you know, you wake up in the morning, you have to really, you have to and take, say something, make the tie, that they're going to wake up in the morning and eat. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. No, the tie is, I will wake up and I will eat.
Tonight.
Sure, it's a tonight.
Tonight, if one thing, then another.
Oh, you're not talking about tonight, like a tonight couple, like shaving. You have to make it, whatever. You have to get a woman likes candles before Shabbos and makes it tonight. That she's my. It's a stipulation, not a condition. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Yochid shekiba lav tainus. If an individual accepted upon himself to take a tainus, so, but it said stam. He didn't say what type of tainus he's taking upon himself. Is he taking on a tainus of a tainus yochid? Is he taking upon himself a tainus of a tainus sibur? So, asur ben ila sandel. He's not allowed to wear leather shoes. Maybe he accepted upon himself the halachas of a tainus sibur, which is the full-fledged tainus sibur, which has all the halachas. So, hechi lavit. So, when he's makabel tainus, what should he do? Amar rabba barav shila lema hachi. He should say as follow: lemachor ei lefanecha b'tainus yochid. Tomorrow I'll be in front of you in a tainus yochid. Should be mafarish. That's going to be a tainus yochid. So, amalei rabban l'rav sheshes. The chacham said to Rav Sheshes, haka chazinon. The rabbanon. The misaimei misainayu ba'aslu beitanisa. We see the chachamim that they are tying their shoes, their leather shoes, and they're wearing the shoes into the beis hakneses on the yom tainus that they're wearing the shoes. So. Those chachamim thought that if you're makabel, how's it work the other way around? Sort both ways. Rashi says, "Ka'asur baran tani say b'tanis sibor v'saver like a Shmuel," and they hold like Shmuel the amar ain't tanis sibor b'vavel, that there is no tanis sibor b'vavel, right? So it says that the asur b'nida sandal b'cholhani. So they think why they are saying that. They can come to wear the shoes, there's no problem, because we don't have a tiny sibur and bavel. So ipid, so Rav Sheshes was makbid, but Amar Lu and said to them, Dilma Mechal Nami Ochel, maybe they should also eat, right? Maybe they should also eat. I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So Abaye and Rava, so it seems to be Machlok has been the Chachamim and Rav Sheshes, whether or not you have an Isser of Ne'il Sandal, a tiny sibur in bavel. So Abaye and Rava, Ma'ale ki Misami Apanta, They would wear a shoe that did not have the upper leather. I guess they would hold it. You're not allowed to wear the leather shoe. Mareim razucha mechafli dimna l'smol v'smol l'mina. They would wear the leather shoes, but they would switch to put the right foot on the right shoe on the left shoe, and left foot on the right shoe. I guess they weren't sure what to do. The halacha is regarding this leather. Rabbana debe Rav Ashi natki ki urchayu. They would go out regularly with their shoes. Right, Savri ki hadvar Shmuel. They held like Shmuel she ain't time tzibur v'vavel el tishma v'vad. The only time tzibur v'vavel is Tishabov. But since they see the attention, what's the story with the leather shoes? Is there a din of tiny sibor even in Bavel? If there is, then you gotta do something with your shoes. If there's not, then you can wear your regular shoes. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo ve adam ta anisa uporeya. Literally, a person can borrow his fast and pay it back. Meaning, if I makal upon myself a fast, I don't have to do it right now, I can do it a different time. Shulchan Aruch points out, that this is only dealing with the case if you don't give a specific date. If you say, I'm going to fast tomorrow, then you really can't, you know, unless something happens, you can't say, no, not tomorrow, the next day.
Instead of making a what's called rest.
Yeah. You can't change it. If you're going to, I say, I'm going too fast tomorrow, and they have good backgrounds, I don't think that's an excuse. I don't think that's an excuse to change.
What does that mean?
He was Makabo,
he wasn't.
He was Makabo, right?
What are you saying? Makabo can't change it, you just said.
He's not Makabo upon himself. He's Makabo upon himself to take to do a fast. He doesn't have to do it today. He can do it today. He doesn't have to do it. Usually you say he's Makabo to do something.
He's doing the Mecha before, so what are you doing? You're saying I'm going to fast
one day? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to fast one day. You don't have to do it now. You can do it a different day.
He said that wasn't Kabbalah. He wasn't Kabbalah
to fast. He said that at the Mincha before in the day, he says, I'm going to fast a day. According to Rav, you can say it days in advance. So, all right, Rashi says, Oh, this is not Rashi. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo Adam Tanisu Poreya, Ki Amarte Kamei De Shmuel, when I said this halacha before Shmuel, Amar Li, he says to me, V'chi Neder Kabalei De Lo Sagi De Lo Meshalim, is this a neder that he's upon himself, that he's not being Yotzei Yischov unless he pays it back? L'tziru Nafshe Kabalei, he only accepts upon the fast to be Mitzar his Nefesh. So, Imatzi Mitzar Nafshe, Imatzi Lo Mitzar Nafshe, you don't have to pay it back. If I say I'm going to fast, it seems to be saying, if I say I'm going to say take a fast, and I don't do it now, you don't have to do it anymore, because the whole point was to be tzari nefesh, and you're not going to say opi. It's not. It doesn't have a din neder. Right? Rashi says, "Vitziure ba'alma imotzim atzar nashev ilo loye ela achrina." I'll do it a different day, I guess. I don't know. But ikad army the other way. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Lova adam taniso pareya. You had to take it a different day. Ki amar tekabei the Shmuel. Amar lo yipshita. It's pashut. Lo ye el neder. It's like a neder. Neder li motze lo motze lishlume imezlo machli yomachmina. You take a neder. You can be mashlim a neder a different day unless you made specifically that date. So it's a neder. So you don't do it now. You do it later. Okay. Rav Yehoshua brei di Rav Idi ikul lebei Rav Asis. Rav Yehoshua goes to the house of Rav Asi. Avdulei Igla Tilta. They made him the famous Igla Tilta, which means either the third calf born or it's one third raised. Special meat, the Igla Tilta. So Amrulei Lito Marmide. They said, come on, have a bite. Amrulei, no, I can't. Bitanisa Yasivna. I am sitting in a fast day today. So Amrulei, they said to them, what's the big deal? The Lozif Mar Vilifra. So don't fast today and change it, eat, and make it up a different day. Don't do it today, make it up a different day. So lo sover ma'ar lahad amar of Yehuda amar of Rav lo va'adam taniso boreya, that you can stop your fast, I guess, in the middle and then make it up a different day. So do that now. We have this. We have, you know, great A beef in front of you. Eat that. Right. So, but again, he was talking about the case where he said specifically, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Okay. So amar luhu. So he says to him, the tainis that I'm fasting now, tainis chalom hu. That's a tainis chalom. Right, I had a bad dream, and I want to be misaneh so I can, you know, annul the decree in the dream. But Amar Rabba bar Mechasya, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Rav says, "Yofe tanis cholom keish linneores." That a tanis cholom is good to revive a bad dream, like a fire is to get the psoas out of the flax. Right, and that's dafka, I guess, the day of when it comes to tanis cholom. Right, because you have to have that fear still in you. Right, and he says, "But Amar Rav Yosef, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos." Rashi says, "Yochelus anus klishis vatal tzar gufo." The fasting with tainis chalom is most efficacious if it's done immediately after you had that dream. So you don't want to. So tainis chalom is different than a regular fast. You don't want to be poreyet. You want to do it right now. It's so good that even on Shabbos you're allowed to fast. Then comes your question about the doraisa rabbanon. How is it possible to be fasting, which is the Rabbanon, to be docha, the afila on the Shabbos? So the answer, give it two answers. Number one is that tainis chalom you only fast during the day. You have your meal, have a Shabbos meal the night before, you still eat and fast on Shabbos. Number two, you can say that the Shabbos you have, you know, covered an oneg, and your oneg that type of that Shabbos is to fast, to be mavatel the chalom. Okay. So umay takante, wait, I messed up. But Amar Rav Yosef afilu b'Shabbos umay tekante. But the Gemara says you still have a bit of a problem because you are fasting on Shabbos. So what's your takana for not eating on Shabbos? Leisei tanis lo tanisei. You fast another day for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. That's what it says. Okay. Next Mishnah. So that we had started in the Mishnah on Daf Yud to tell us that we had reached, right, we're in Eretz Yisrael, there's no rain. We reached Rosh Chodesh Kislev and there was no rain. There were these three taniyos that were nigzar on the tzibur. Right, on those days, you ate and drank the night before, because the fast days were only during the day. And there were no other extra isurim other than echila v'shtia. So now what happens if it still hasn't rained? Okay, so now you have those three fast days. Avru elu, velo na'anu. We weren't answered. Right? Hashem didn't answer. Well, we were answered. We answered with a no. But velo na'anu. We didn't get rain. Beis din gozrim shalosh ta'anios acheros al tzibor. Beis din now establishes three additional fasts on the seaboard, which have more chumros than the first three, which are Ochlin Vishosim Mibaod Yom. You can only eat Mibaod Yom, which means come Shvia the night before, you have to stop eating. You can't. It's like a Tishabot type thing. You're not allowed to eat the night before. And Asurin Bimalacha. You can't do Malacha. That apparently is brought down later on, that only takes place the day of. You can't do rechitzo, sicha, tashmis. You can't have any nila sandal, right? And therefore, no alin es hamer chatzos. Close the bathhouses. Not sure where they get the water from the bathhouses, but now they don't have the rainy season, but they have leftover water from before that they must be cleaning. So no alin es hamer chatzos. They have to lock the bathhouses because no one can wash. Avru elu v'lo nanu. So now these three pass, and still there has been no rain. Beis Din goes in Aleim Od Sheva. You have another seven. Shehein Shloshes Reitaniyos Latzibro, which will equal 13. Right? We had three easier ones, and the three after three, and now another seven. 3 plus 3 plus 7, 13. So, where? 13. Okay. So the Hare Elu Yuseus Ala Rishono. So these last seven are even more chumra than the previous three. Right? Rishonos here doesn't mean the first ones, it's the middle ones, it's the previous ones. So the Elu Masrian, so here they blow shofar, the Noalin Esachanuyos, you close the stores, right? But on Shani, if that fast is on a Monday, Matin Im Hachashecha, I don't know why Monday. Maybe they only do them on Tuesday. I don't know. On Monday, you would.
Working is malacha, but even on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to malacha. You're not allowed to have the stores open. Right? You just have to. The Gemara talks about cases, how you go about dealing with it, but you can still have the stores open. Right? So, I mean, you're not talking about the stores that are selling chairs. These are the food stores. This is the makolet more than anything else.
What? Right, right. But Spesheni, Matin, Machashecha, at the end of the fast, you could open things so people can go get buy some food. Ubechamishi, and on if it's on a Thursday, then these stores can be open all day. Mutarim, they cover on Shabbos, because Shabbos is coming, so they can get they can Gormek Lakit open the whole day on Thursday, so they can sell the food. So Avru Elu Velo Nanu. So these extra 13 fast days pass, and there's still no rain. So then we got a problem. So then our whole existence now has to change. So we limit our business, the vineyard, our building, and our planting of trees, we limit our engagements, limit the simcha, right? We don't say hello to you, to everybody. Right? We people who are, bowing down our heads to a Kodesh Baruch Hu because he obviously is not answering our prayers, right? And yechidim, and the individuals, which we mentioned with the Talmidei Chachamim, they go back and they fast, which every Monday and Thursday they go fast, until Nisan. Now, after the Yechidim fast, and there is no rain, we go the entire season without rain, and now we're in Nisan, and Yatsa Nisan, V'yardu Gushamim, and then it rains after Nisan, even though it hasn't rained the whole year, but it's raining in the summer season, then it's Simon Klala. That's still a Simon Klala, because any rain that falls after Nisan is bad. Shenemar, because this is the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where Shmuel is, I think this is last week's Haftorah, where Shmuel is sort of screaming at the people who wanted to appoint a king, and they weren't being so mech on Shmuel. He says, "Halo ketzir chitim hayom," right? Today is the ketzir chitim. Ekra el Hashem beating kol sumatar. He wanted to show his power. He showed his power of his tefillah by telling him even today, which is in the Nisan time, I'm going to have it rain, which means it's not supposed to rain at that time. And that's what Shmuel showed to show how angry he was, and Hashem angry was with them, and he made it rain even in Nisan. It's a Simon Klala. Okay. So you got to be, hopefully it rains, beforehand. Next. The Gemara says, right, so the Gemara mentioned the three middle Taneos, that you had this Isra, Achil, and Shtiyah, and you had these other Yisurim as well. So, Bishlama, Kuhu, I understand all these things, Isbuhu, Tainuk. Right, because right, v'chitza sicha hilsan tashmei. So I want to limit my tainuk. I want to limit my pleasure. So that's why I have these things that are usher. Ava melacha, but doing work tsarhu. That's a tsar. Muhar of oneg Shabbos is bitul melacha. So how is bitul melacha part of a tsar on a tainus? Now people say all the time, Tisha B'Av, I'm definitely going to work on Tisha B'Av. How? As much as it's a tsar to go to work. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Ava Amakra. The pasuk says this is in the in Yoel, when Yoel is establishing a fast to because of the locusts that came. Remember the four different types of locusts that ate everything up, and then it had the massive rain afterwards, which grew everything in 11 days. So he says, "Kachu tzom, make a tzom, kiru atzara isvu zakenim kol yoshei aretz beis Hashem lakenim zakel Hashem." Right. So he says, "Kachu yo, make a tzom and kiru atzara, calling an atzara." So the Gemara is playing on the word atzara, which sounds like a tzaris, which is known as two yom and tovim. Are atzeres. Shmini atzeres and shuas are known as atzeres. So he says, "Kid atzeres. The fast should be like atzeres. Ma atzeres asur basis malacha. Just like atzeres, it's like shmini atzeres and shuas would be asur by with malacha. Af tainis asur basis malacha. So to the fast day would be asur basis malacha." Gemara says, "Ihach e. If that's true, that we're comparing it to atzeres. Ma atzeres may orta af tainis naimi orta. When it comes to atzeres, it's asur malacha the night before. And we said that it's malacha only applies the day of." So he says, Tainis Nami may ortas. It should be also the fast, yes, the malacha the night before. Some Rabbi Zera, the Nedim of Farshim, the Rabbi Yirmi Abba. I know the explanation of Rabbi Yirmi Abba. Amakra, the pasuk says, Isvu Zakenim. It also says afterwards, Isvu Zakenim, the gathering of the Talmidei Chachamim. So when do they gather? Dumya Dasif Zakenim, Masif Zakenim Bayom, Ap Tzom Nami Bayom. Right, Tzom Nami Bayom. Just like the Zakenim only gather during the day, so too the Tzom, which in this case means only the Isra Malacha, should be during the day. He says, wait a second. But the Zakenim don't gather at the beginning of the day. The Zakenim gather later on in the day. So maybe the Malacha only start later on in the day. He says, so it's Ema Mitahara. Maybe from Tzarayim, from the afternoon. Mitahara, I think, means the afternoon. Right? I think the Zion and the Test switch. So because the Sifas Akanim don't go right away at when they wake up. They get, you know, they do their things and they go meet later in the day. So Abba Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi Misaili Ravuna the Amar Mitzafra Kinufa. He says no, because when it comes to a fast day, the Zakenim get up early and they go to the Beis Knesset early. So the Malacha only Issa Malacha only would start when they would go gather. When they're fast day, they gather earlier. So Heichi Ovi, what do the Zakenim do at this gathering? What do they do at this gathering? So Amar Abaye says Mitzafra Apagadiyoma. From the morning until Chatzos, me'anina b'lilei demata. So we deal with things that are going on in the city. We try to figure out if there are any violations going on in the city. Is there thievery? Is what's going on here? Not taking care of, you know, our ben adam l'chaveru. Mikan de'elech, from Chatzos and on, we split it up. Riva de Yonah Karim Sefer, for one quarter of the day, we read Torah, the Aftarata, and Ramaftir. Mikan de'elech, ba'in rachme. And then from there on, for the next quarter of the day, probably Slichos or something like that. But you know, Rachim. They dive into. So Shanemar, how do you know this is the setup? Because the pasuk says in Nehemiah. But they're talking about the last half of the day here. That one quarter of it you read the Torah and the Haftorah, and one quarter of it you pray to Hashem. You ask for Rachim. Shanemar is a pasuk that in Nehemiah, when Bnei Yisrael accept upon himself a tainis for the chatom, for the sins that they already had done. It says, Vayakumu al amdom, they stood up. Vayakru b'sefer Torah Hashem elokeihem, they read in the Torah, Revius hayom, record the day, Revius misvadim v'yishnachim l'Hashem elokeihem. And for a quarter, then they got up, and they were vidui, and they bowed down to Hashem elokeihem. So the Gemara says, Epuchana. You should flip it around. Let me flip it around. Rashi says, "Epochana the palga the yom akama have a korum after Yerubai Rachman who be idach palga be me'ani." Because we had it now that the first half of the day they were osik in the city affairs, you know, what was the affairs, and then they did the laning and the rachman. And the pasuk seems to be indicating that they did that first. Epochana, they should do the laning and the slichos beforehand, right? Epochana, right? Lo saka daitach. Gemara says, no, don't say that. Tiksiv, because the pasuk says in Ezra. The Eli Yeasvu Kol Chared B'Divrei Elokei Yisrael Amal Hagola, right? Uksiv, and it says afterwards Uben Minchas HaErev Kamti Mitanisi, right? The F Risha Kapai El Hashem. They came to me in the morning, and at Mincha I was Mepovish my Kapai to Hashem. That's when I started davening to Hashem. We actually do Slichos, I think, in the morning. We daven and do everything in the morning. I don't think we sit around, or maybe because we don't have the Kansi, what are you talking about? Maybe that's a difference. I'm not sure. Why? Or we say. We do our tree lane and the we lane and in a regular time of the time of Shvasa time was we lane and we do have Torah in the afternoon. We have Torah in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Okay, think about that. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day.